Today's The Best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Oh my God, right, yeah, here we go. Normally Jim speaks first on these things, but I'm sorry, I'm getting in before him this time.
He's in a hurry.
This isn't a podcast. This is a trauma dump.
Yeah.
That's what this is.
Basically, this is one of the most anticipated podcasts we've done because it's a follow-on from last week when PJ revealed he was about to have his body interfered with. He was about to take on one of the truly great men's issues.
It's something I've been wanting to do for ages. Men don't get to talk about their physicalities very often, you know, and their sort of consciousness around them. And I have wanted for a long time. I don't like hair in me pants. I think it's rude. I've said that. I think in 2024... pants hair is bad manners.
Yeah, you're big on manscaping.
I'm big on manscaping.
One of your famous analogies for for lads like myself who are follically challenged on the old head is you have to go, what was it? What's the expression you used to use?
Yeah.
All out. It was that thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, you can't do that joke anymore.
Okay,
oh, no, Jesus, no. That's not in the current
culturally inappropriate, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But
saying it's all hair or no hair.
It's all hair or no hair.
You shouldn't
hair.
Have any in between
no,
bits.
No, you should never have right. like settlements.
And you're very much for the no hair.
No hair. Out. Everybody out. But I've never been able to get it right. I've tried Veet. I've tried shaving. I've tried... electrics. I've nearly recircumcised myself. Now that's the truth, right? Trying to get these things done, and I was there. Right, I've had enough of this.
Right.
For a long time, I was thinking about getting a wax done. We did a bit of it in the podcast about how to approach that last week.
Yeah,
the waxing has been, well, I won't say completed because I'll tell you what the fuck happened. How about that? I went to the, I rang up.
By the way, don't forget to tell about the people who turned you down.
Yeah, we shall start with embarrassment and end in failure. How about that?
Sounds right? good to me,
Let's
buddy.
Let's start with embarrassment. So I rang up, in front of me, Mrs. Inal Kelly, right?
Because
she was telling me where she goes. I rang up and says, how are you doing? I need to get waxing done. Male waxing. And they were like, well, what sort of male waxing? I was like, men's waxing. You know, and she goes, where? I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, backside.
In Dublin.
Crack.
In Dublin.
Oh, yeah. In Dublin, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in North Strand. Yeah. No, where in your body?
Yeah, and again, like you said, it's all in or all out. I didn't know what to say. Up me hole. So I said, back, sack and crack. Now, I have no hair on me back, right? But I just heard that saying before.
Is that a recognised saying in waxing worlds?
I think in so. I thought it was, but it turns out it's a recognised saying in saunas of a certain variety of whatever, right? I don't know. I honestly, I don't know. People have told me such lies over the last week about this. So, back, sack and crack, I said. And then Kelly got real embarrassed listening to me on the phone. So I started saying, yeah, me partner Kelly was in with you today. She said to say that I said your name, so to make her embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I knew as soon as I got there something was going to go wrong. It was the back of the Westbury Hotel.
Posh.
Yeah, I walked in. It was all fancy L ones with Brown Thomas bags, you know. Sitting around, and there's me in me helmet and me dirty jeans.
What do you mean your helmet?
Your
motorbike helmet.
I didn't walk
sorry.
In me flute out going, could you just do the top area there and take something off the ball?
Jeez, I got a fright there for a minute. I thought you walked in. You'd have scared the bejabers out of the Rich Owens.
And then short back inside, she goes, short is right. What are you doing here? Get out. I have to get the guards to take you out.
Right.
No, it was all very, and I went in, she goes, we'll do your back. We're not doing the other areas.
And you literally went, I don't have any second hair
to
me back. It's the only other area.
And she goes, we'll do your back. I said, forget about it. I went home then, I was in a huff, right? Because you don't do fellas. That's grand. No one should
Did she tell you this in front of the Rich Owens?
In front of everyone, yeah.
Oh, my
Which
God.
Which is grand. She just said the other areas. So it could have been anything.
Your knees.
Yeah, it could have been my knees. Yeah, it could have been my toes or whatever. So anyway, so I went home. I was on the huff then. Which is fair enough. You shouldn't have to handle a man's flutenberries if you don't want to handle a man's flutenberries. There's no one should be forced to do that.
No.
Honestly.
I think that's a law, in fact.
Yeah, it is a law. You shouldn't have to deal with someone's flutenberries if they're not into it. So they weren't into it. So I left. And then Kelly goes, I'll find you a place, right?
Yeah.
Today. 2 o'clock. And then she goes, in a few minutes, she goes, if you leave now, you'll get an appointment at 2 o'clock. It's a different place in town, right?
Brilliant.
I turned up straight away. It was a different vibe, right? Different vibe. First of all, I had to go in up through a pub, right? Yeah. And I went up the stairs.
So she found you a back alley waxers.
Yeah, a back alley. Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
A speakeasy waxer.
I'm still thinking of reporting this to the guards. And I went up.
Right.
Through
was there anything to indicate that it was an official establishment?
Yes, in the hall. At the top of the stairs, there was a woman sitting at a desk on her own, with no computer or books or anything, just sitting there. And I says, I have an appointment. And she goes, for the Hollywood? She goes, no, it's whatever, yeah. And she goes, wait in there. And she sent me into a kitchen, right?
A kitchen?
Yeah, I'm not even messing. And it was me and a whole load of people in the kitchen. And
you and a whole load of people?
No, yeah, other lads. Yeah, we're all standing around the kitchen, yeah. I'm not even messing.
Not even want a boiled egg or anything. Wait.
I'm not even messing. I'm standing there. Big furry balls, and behold me standing in the kitchen.
You hadn't got your lad in.
No. Oh, that comes later, right?
Wow.
So then she comes in and goes, follow me. There's, you know, she brings me down into this room with this other woman. Now, it was a tiny room, Jim. Honestly, it was a tiny room, right?
Right.
Like a box room, like in a house type of thing, right?
Like, was it long enough for you to lie down in?
Just about.
Or did you have your knees up?
Honestly, I could have touched the door with my toes in the wall, right? It was a tiny room. And she goes, take off your jocks, she says, right?
Well, did it look like it might be, you know, did it look, you know, hospitally or, not hospitally, but, you know, beauty parlory or anything like that?
No, it just looked like a room, a white room. Well,
it didn't look like they prepared the meals for the downstairs pub in it or anything, did they?
Yeah, they might. She was making paninis at the side when I went in. She's a big tray of chips and a load of paninis.
Come here, you haven't got hot dogs on the menu, do you? Because I'm not going in if you do.
Come here, yeah. And there was no paninis, right? But she just, and then she goes, take off your pants. I took off your pants. She goes, no, take off everything, your underpants as well. So I took off my underpants and I took off my jocks and I'm standing there and I'm standing right beside her, like really right beside her. Like if she had stuck up her elbow, she'd have hit me in the balls. And I'm standing wearing nothing but socks and a t-shirt, standing next to her.
Full Winnie the Pooh.
And then she starts working at her desk while I'm just standing there for ages.
What, she starts doing the admin while you had your lad in?
She started filling in her form and then she got her wax out and she started preparing her bits. And I'm just standing there going, so where are you from anyway? Oh, Brasilia. And do you like the job? Do many men do this and all? She said, oh yeah, a lot of lads do this here, yeah. She goes, much easier to do men. She goes, you can move their business out of the way, she says. And I was like, here we go. We're fucking in it now. And then she goes, after ages now, honestly 5 minutes, I said, lie down there. So I lay down. And she went at me like she was trying to catch a mouse. And that's the only way I could describe it. She grabbed me by the tip of the...
So there was no sort of like... now, excuse me a moment. I'm just going to, you know... There was none of this like... I just need your consent to...
Are you joking? She grabbed me by the top of the cock. And she starts moving it around. And looking all around underneath it, over it, around the sides... All this, like,
did she make any comment?
I know
she didn't go, like, she's looking at the door to that.
That's mad, isn't it? I'll give you a rinse under there after. No, she didn't do any of that. No.
Right.
It was nothing dirty. It was
so
like,
she was just looking to see what. Yeah. Oh, no.
So she was like, literally, lifted it up and she moved around and did it around in a circle like that and she looked around the other side.
Like she was trying to find reverse.
Yeah, like she was changing gear. That's actually the best way to describe it, yeah.
Yeah. How did you get reverse on this show?
Yeah, she was like, she was trying to change gear with a really soft stick, right?
Trying to change gear with a flog.
Yeah, with a flog. Yeah, that's what it was like. Trying to change gear with a rope, a tiny rope. a very nervous small rope.
Christ almighty.
And then she starts putting the wax on, and she's and then she goes. And
was it full Mr. Miyagi? Wax on or wax off?
Mother of Jesus. I swear to God, the pain on the pubic area.
Right.
I thought the balls would be the worst. I did. I thought, and then whatever, I thought that'd be the worst. It wasn't. That was the easiest part.
You were worried that because of your, you know,
because of the
age thing, you know, like things can drop a bit. You were afraid that the stretchiness might.
Yeah.
She might have to go outside the room to finish it.
Especially the size of the room. I thought she'd have to stand at one end of the room. And
She'd be down at the bar in the pub downstairs going, hey, this will come off any second
now. She'd be there going, wait, one of the lads come in and give me a hand pulling this off. So after stretching half the length of the room. Yeah. And she puts it
but
on.
But that part was all right, wasn't it?
That was worse. That was awful. The pubic bone, it was awful.
Oh.
Awful, awful, awful. Oh, sorry, you mean the sack.
The sack was all right.
That was okay. It actually got easier then. And then I was there, are we nearly done? She goes, yeah, we're nearly done. I was there, thank God for that. Oh, the pain.
Yeah.
And she starts doing this stuff where she got me willy, right? And she put it to the side and then she put my hand on it. She goes, don't let go of that, she goes. I'm not even joking, don't let go of that when I pull the thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like holding on to it for dear life. And then she's like, take a deep breath. I was like, and then, and I'm holding on. And then she grabs it again, puts it to the other side, puts my other hand. She goes, don't let go of that. I'm warning you now. Take a deep breath.
Do you reckon she made you hold it because it was like the sort of equivalent of putting a ruler between your teeth for the pain?
Yeah, I think, yeah. So it's like squishing. You squish hard now. You have pain though. Yeah, it was mad. And then I was there, are we done? She goes, we're done there now. Yeah, we'll just do. And then she starts going, she goes, open your legs. And she goes, fifth order.
What?
Yeah, and I was like, oh, here we go. I forgot all about the.
Oh, your yeah. Yeah. Derriere.
So, yeah. So next thing, there's a very warm sensation between the back end. Right? And I was like, here. Yeah. I don't know if I'm able for this anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she starts. Deep breath. Take a deep breath. Everything was allowed to let go of then. So there was like propeller and all. Everything was flying.
Were you in stirrups or something? What's
no,
going on?
No, I'm just lying there. And then she goes, turn over. And she goes, turn over and pull them apart. I swear to God, Jim. This woman knows me better than any woman I've ever met in my life. And that's the truth.
I'd say she knows you better than your doctor.
Yeah, but definitely. If I ever need a proctologist, or I'll just go, listen, ring Maria there.
Because she'll tell you exactly where it is.
Yeah, your woman that she does the paninis in the pub in town. Just ring her. She knows my ass better than anybody in the world. And that's the fact.
She'll tell
that's
you.
That's a fact. And then you have to pull, and then she, like, you, and then you have your... First of all, she makes you bring your knees to your chest on your back, and she does a load of whipping it off that way.
Oh,
and
Jesus
then you turn over, and then you have to pull your. I mean, you have to pull, I mean, honestly, I didn't think anyone was allowed to look at a person like that legally, even in private with permission. I thought that was illegal.
And
you pulled everything apart, and then she whipped it all. I was there, grand.
Oh, wow.
And then, right, here's the thing. So I'm just at a point.
By the way, I forgot to ask. She didn't recognise you as the famous person you are at the start of all this, did she?
No,
thank God for that, because that would have been, that would have been a hard thing.
No,
to...
but she did ask me what I worked at.
She didn't take her phone out or anything.
No. She did ask me what I worked at. I said I'm a plumber. And then she goes, well, when I'm putting on my trousers, right?
Yeah.
And she's looking at me real curious and all, right? And then she goes, come here. We also do ears and nose. Do you want me to do your ears and nose? I was there. Ah, jeez. I'm after going
talk
through
about
all
it.
Of this.
That's literally insult to injury.
Yeah. I'm after doing all this. And now you're saying you want to film. We haven't even got to the head. We haven't even got to the head.
Oh, my God.
I was there. Do you know something? I'll get you next time.
Yeah, there's only so much a body can take.
51 euros. But I will.
51? That's an unusual amount.
It is, isn't it?
Was there a sort of a weird discount there?
I don't know.
To be honest with you, I only had to do the one ball. Your left ball was actually grand.
Yeah, she took it off. She still has it. It's like the deposit.
Exactly.
I only get that
just
one
to
back.
Make sure you come back and pay.
Yeah, when I go back and do my ears and nose, she give me the second ball back.
Quite the experience.
It was the most
experience. Like, I mean, remember after getting your nose waxed on air? Remember that, right?
And yeah,
there was you were sort of scarred.
Gone.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Were you in any way?
Yeah.
Were marks
at
all?
There was all red marks and everything. I swear to God, I looked like I was sunburnt on the, all around
just
the area.
Was there anything on the
for
walls that would indicate that this person was qualified?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, a certificate of health for paninis and everything. It was all over the walls. It's right there next to the cooker.
Yeah.
I saw it.
The food advisory board had been in. They made sure it was all right.
Yeah. Every time she went to ask the plate of chips, she just threw it all. She covered it with her hand,
Oh man.
It was mad.
Wow.
I mean, would I do it again is the question. The answer, probably yes. I wouldn't leave it as long. Now, that's the truth.
Oh, is that the secret?
Because there was an amount of hair there, right? That it was like...
Did she give you a cushion to take away some amount?
It was like pouring shampoo on a bush. Outside the bush. And like then trying to use that to take the bush out of the ground.
Wow.
You know, ridiculous. It was ridiculous. And I caused myself an awful lot of pain, I think, by letting it go that far.
Right.
So I'd do it again. Yeah, would I do it again? Yeah. But I would never... Yeah.
Was she sweating as you were leaving?
Days to recover.
Really?
Yeah, days, yeah.
So you went home and sat in front of the fridge or something, did you?
Yeah. I went home. I sat in the motorbike and I was there. Oh, jeepers. You know, because there was all this lubricant then to make things feel... not so hot, you know, aloe vera or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
aloe vera.
Aloe vera. And then when I was going down the road on the motorbike, the breeze going through me trousers was really, I was like, I hope I don't have to stop at lights because this is really cooling things, you know. I'm not even joking. That was the nicest part. That was the part I was going, oh my God.
Wow.
I nearly broke the speed limit just so I could get the breeze in. You know?
I think it's fair to say you've done your bit for like, from male grooming going forward.
Oh,
I think
geez.
It's fair to say it'll be... Oh. I mean, I'm not necessarily sure they'll all head up over a boozer to get it done. They might go to...
And here's another thing I forgot. Well, when she, obviously, if she was finished, you know, at the end, there was a few stray hairs here and there, right?
Yeah.
As would, you know, so that's the case. And instead of, like, waxing them or cutting or whatever, she just started grabbing them and pulling them out.
With her bare hands?
Yeah, she just started grabbing it. And then, you know how hard it is to hold onto her hair? You have to be very, very, very...
Oh, yeah.
So, like, three or four times she go, oh, Jesus. Again, oh, Jesus, still there.
Oh my god.
And then like the fourth time it would come.
So plucking.
You feel like, oh, ping. You're like, stop it. Whatever's there, I'll live with it. At this stage, I'll just live with it.
Well, you know? I'll just comb it to the side. It'll be fine.
Yeah, I'll use
leave it tossed.
A comb over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore. Leave it. Yeah,
oh my god.
No, wow. It was a mad experience. Mad experience. Yeah.
Wow. If anyone wants tell you the something, number, that's, yeah, I tell you something. That's quite the... I don't think they'll be using that as an ad.
I don't think so, yeah.
Right.
They could have made a balaclava out of what they took off me as well. So there's that like as well. So we'll have to see.
Oh, man. Anyway, so listen. Why don't you give yourself a moment to recover after all of that?
I somehow get the feeling Jim's not very sympathetic to this.
I find it... I mean, I have to say, now, I won't be asking you for her number or anything, that's for sure, but...
Really?
No, funnily enough. Jim, not unless I'm looking for a panini.
Jim, I'll be there. Do you want to make 53 euro?
Do you think you could make a cushion out of that?
Where do you get a load of this?
Anyway, right, some of the bits that we had from during the week on the show, with all sorts, really. We did actually discuss a bit of the waxing, to be fair, but not in the level of detail that PJ's just described. Thankfully, you could say. Anyway, look, what we did end up talking about, again, it's an issue that might apply to some of the men listening. If you're over 30 and you still want to enjoy a bit of nightlife, turns out there's something very specially in your direction.
Yeah, you can enjoy nightlife during the day.
During the day.
So that's the new one in Cork, anyway.
Yeah, also, of course, as you know, PJ has been weather forecasting since St. Patrick's Day. Hasn't gone well up until now.
To say it's been a complete misery has been one mile, yeah.
But there was a turn in the week.
There has been a turn.
What did we do? We became hotter than Benidorm.
Hotter than Benidorm. It's ludicrous. Seriously, like.
So we had to have a chat about that. Obviously we have the Nova Know-It-All quiz regularly on the show, and the subject of quizzes in general and some of the bizarre answers that people get. There was an absolute belter on Tipping Point during the week, was it? Or last
tipping
week?
Tipping Point, yeah. An absolute cracker of an answer, which made us think of other ones that we've had ourselves.
Mm, exactly. And also one of PJ's favourites, Christian rock. Actually, more so than Christian heavy metal.
Christian heavy metal, yeah. And a man who forces it on the public. And when you hear the end, when you hear the... I don't want to give too much away, but when you hear the retitled songs, you really would ask yourself.
Yeah. Absolutely. Anyway, listen, have a listen to that. We'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Mihai sent us a little a picture, as he often does. He only communicates with us via pictures.
Never any words. It's the maddest thing. So years of this we've had.
He sent us a picture of a temperature readout of 6 degrees, real feel zero. Les, the floor technician, was on to say, raining again, PJ. And also Northside Tony was on to say, I was just thinking as the rain falls lightly again that maybe you guys, or specifically PJ, should stick to radio and leave the weather to those who know. Yeah.
Well,
we're actually, it's interesting because we've got both, obviously we have PJ, and today we're blessed to have another rubbish weather forecaster in producer John, who predicted the weather, like the real turn was going to be last Thursday.
Well, I will say this.
Those who would have experienced some of the heavy showers yesterday will know that didn't quite happen either.
Well, I will say this in our defence. There is not a human being alive who can predict what's going on at the moment. Not a human being alive.
Yeah.
I'm looking, and I'm going to say this now the way it is. In the Daily Star today, or the Irish Star, sunshine at last, it says. Forecasters predict temperatures of 16 degrees, right?
Right.
Bang. Carlo Weather, he says temperatures of around 11 degrees or something, does he?
No, he's saying that it'll be kind of whatever, 15, 16 degrees at the weekend, but there might not be a lot of sun. It might be very cloudy.
Fair enough, right, fair enough. So that's Carlo Weather, Met Aaron, right? Clear and bright on Sunday or whatever, temperatures of 11 degrees. There's not one of you flutes know what's going on. And then me and John get in trouble for trying to have an honest crack at a whip. I tell you, that's the way it is.
Wow.
That's the way it is. Me and John, we've had a multi-country, multifaceted, doing our bloody best approach to giving optimism to this country.
You literally picked it out of your... You literally just made it up.
I picked it exact right out of the same hoop that everybody else did. And we did our best to put it, to cheer people up and give them something to look forward to.
Oh,
it's not
yeah.
our fault. Well,
that sort of backfired. Cheered people up. Oh, it's going to be great. And then they get lashed on. That's, not a great way of cheering people up.
There's a satellite up there and there's not one person can read it. That's all I'm saying. The star can't read it. Not their fault. They're like us. They're not weather people anyway. They're just doing their best. Matt Aaron, you should know better.
Yeah.
That's the truth. I can't believe it. And I'm telling
you. But I mean, even if you, like, most people, right? Just out of curiosity, right? I'd say, like, I've got 3 weather apps on my phone.
Yeah.
I've the Met Aaron one.
Yes.
I've that YR one that people used to say was really accurate.
Yeah, the one that's and named after that, a sauce.
And I've got that AccuWeather one as well. And again, if you check them all, they will disagree with each other.
They disagree with each other completely.
They will disagree with each other.
Yeah. But then it's me and John that's wrong. It's never the apps. It's John and me that get all the flack. Yeah, you know.
See, that's what happens when you broadcast it.
Well, they broadcast it. We're mostly just reading it off, you know, official sources.
Jim, Dan in Cork, who always has a kind word for you.
Oh, God.
Jim, as the wind and rain barreled down yesterday, I was trying to cut the lawn, the words of Buddha Gallagher sprang to mind. Yes, indeed.
Now, come here. What's Buddha got to do with it at all, even?
Yeah, there's no need to bring that into it.
Just because I like an old bar of chocolate every so often doesn't mean...
Maybe he didn't mean it in the rotund sense. Maybe he meant it in the sort of slightly Dalai Lama...
As in the slightly...
...prediction type
accept
stuff.
Accept yourself and all that goes with it or whatever.
Yeah. Maybe there was a touch of that going on.
Maybe just a bit, yeah. Although I have a feeling he sees me as a fat fella sitting on his own, preaching... You know.
Okay, fair point. Let's be honest. Fair point, actually, when you put it like that.
I actually agree with him now as well. I actually do agree. I see what he means, and he's right.
Well,
oh, for God's sake, yes.
So just curious, will you let us know, right? Are you? I mean, how many have you got on your phone? How many weather apps?
I have 4 on my phone.
Because
I have the official. 4? Yeah, I do have 4.
And you still got it that wrong. What are you doing? Did you look at them?
I did look at them.
So what 4 have you got?
So I've the 3 you have, and I've the Apple standard, the standard Apple one.
Oh, right,
actually, no, I've 5, because I've the one for the sea, the tidal one that gives you the weather scope as well. So I've 5.
That must be handy for you.
Great, yeah.
Living in North Strand.
I need, yeah.
Are you 6 miles out? There's a squall.
Will you run down the 5 lamps and get me a Pepsi? Or is the tide in?
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
There's a great clip going around at the moment. I love quizzes anyway. I love quiz shows and the whole lot.
Yeah.
And during the week, there was an episode of Tipping Point. It's not even a new episode, but an old episode of Tipping Point was broadcast on the TV. I don't know if you saw it, right?
Okay.
It was one of those epic game show answers that came across. So the question was, the guy sitting there, question was, it's not Bradley Walsh does that. What's his name? Oh, that's going to kill me now. It's not Dom either. It is Dom.
What?
Why did I not? Why I literally just read his name. This is the Harold thing is after trolling me. Anyway, Tipping
No,
Point.
It's Ben Shepherd that does
That's
it.
Him. Dom Shepherd.
Who's Dom?
Dom Shepherd.
Oh my God.
So, that's his.
What is happening to this man? Anyway, sorry, please proceed.
Dom, if you... Yeah.
Guess what, folks? We haven't even got to what's supposed to be the stupid part of the story yet. Anyway, please.
So Ben Shepherd was on.
Yeah.
The question was, in his epic poem, Homer often refers to the nectar as the drink of the gods and what other substance as their food, right?
Okay.
And it cuts to the guy, the contestant, and he goes, oh, right. Well, I know he likes donuts. So I'm going to say it's donuts. Thanks, Ben.
Donuts?
Yeah. So okay. The camera then
Very
cuts to Ben Shepherd.
Homer,
and Ben
right.
Shepherd's like, is that your answer? He's like, I'm going to go with donuts, he goes. And funny enough, it Whoa. Was wrong, right?
Right. I don't think donuts feature in that.
There's no. The only Homer in his life, in his existence,
is the one from The Simpsons.
Was Homer Simpsons, right?
Wow.
Now, I'm sure he sees that clip coming back around on TV as it did this week, and it must humiliate him. But I can understand the getting caught in a moment thing with the quiz.
Yeah.
Like, in our quiz, we've had some classics. My favourite
Over
still.
Over the years, yeah.
Oh, my favourite still ever was, what is the world's fastest land animal? And your man went, A whale. A whale. Whale, so he said.
That's right.
And then we had a fella, what is a baguette? And he said, I think it's a fish. Then there was, where do you put your feet on a horse when you're riding it? And he says, on its pedals.
Yeah, that's...
that's absolutely marvellous. Then there was, where did the balloons live? And the fella says, I think it's Ballymun.
That wasn't on ours,
balloons.
Was it?
Oh, mate, might have been when it was with Damien.
Yeah.
The balloons.
I don't remember that one at all.
Ballymun.
Ballymun.
Yeah, not the, it's a, you know, it's a,
yeah.
I do remember, and there's been
whale.
Some... And I couldn't help but starting to Google a few of them then after that, because
they're so
entertaining.
And it is one of those things, as you say, you do, it is literally caught in the moment. You're kind of on the spot, all sort of, you know, you can't think it through.
And you just say the first
and
thing.
And you say it, like, what comes in.
Yeah, like, on Family Fortunes years ago, or Family Feud, it's called an American one, they said, name a yellow fruit. And he meant, oh, orange. Straight away. Straight away, he just says orange. Just, that's, it just... You know, that's what happens, you know.
Yeah.
The same show had a question. Name something only worn by children. And he went, clothes. And you just... I don't know how you're supposed to...
What frame of mind he was in when he came out with that?
That particular show's had loads.
What was the one you told me about, the burglar? What was that?
Oh, yeah, he says, name something you would not want to see if you were a burglar. And someone says, a naked grandma. And you're like, that's not what this is. It's really not how this game works at all.
Wow.
During what month, this is a cracker. During what month of pregnancy does a woman begin to look pregnant? And a fella says September.
Somebody maintains, let me see who this is. This is Michael maintains that this was on our quiz a few months back, where the question was, what do they make in Silicon Valley? And the contestant answered, breast implants.
Like, honest to God. Yeah, I mean...
I don't remember that one, to be perfectly honest with you. Also, I do like... This one, apparently, according to Catherine and Donna Bate, was on Family Fortunes, where a contestant was asked to name something a blind person would use. And he hit the buzzer and said, a sword.
A sword?
Wow.
I mean, there's no reason why they wouldn't, but it's
there must
not...
There must be books of these things.
Speaking of books, there was another question. Name a famous author, and someone said Shakespeare. You know? And I have to say, one of my favourites, for no idea why I enjoyed this one so much, but real or fictional, name a famous Willy. And he went, Willy the Pooh.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
You probably are aware of the fact, or maybe you're not, but anyway, there was a big move on for nightclubs in Ireland, right, to kind of join in with the more European aspect.
Yeah.
That, you know, people who are in that sort of clubbing world kind of felt that it was a bit ridiculous. The clubs here used to close at sort of, what was it, 2 a.m. or something, or whatever was the... I can't remember what the official one was, but...
Yeah, well...
You know, whereas in you know, Europe, a lot of European clubs, they go right through till 6 and 7 a.m.
Whatever it is, yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, kind of, you know, that the young people were going out later and they wanted to kind of have that option.
They wanted to have the option,
didn't want
yeah.
to have closing times.
And not all be flooding the streets at the same times and everything.
So that was the main push of those who were in that sort of clubbing world.
But now it's gone the other way. And I mean completely the other way. There's a new club that has just been launched in Cork. In, you know, Cypress Hill, I think it's called, wasn't it? That we used to do
the great, it's a music venue. Lots of great bands play there, don't
Cypress
they?
Avenue, not Cypress Hill.
Cypress Avenue, yeah.
Cypress Avenue, yeah. Well, they've started a nightclub that's purely for people over 30. And you will have to show ID on the way in case any people who are 29 or some such whippersnappers try to sneak in.
Yeah, because that's exactly what young people would like to do, wouldn't they? To go in and hang out with the older folk.
Isn't it, yeah.
Mind you, 30's a bit. That's a bit, you know what I mean?
Over 30's only, yeah.
So over 30's now classified as a...
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Wow.
If you're over 30, don't worry about it if you get in. And don't worry about all the childcare issues or anything, because the nightclub starts at 6 and it closes at 10. So it's a very specific sort of thing.
Have you home and all by midnight. You'll be grand.
And your man that runs the place, he's saying, don't worry about it. Now we'll have the place totally blacked out. It'll feel like it's nighttime.
Brilliant.
So it'll feel like nighttime. Is what they're saying. And he says, it'll be exactly like the 80s and 90s. There'll be confetti cannons and it'll be really dark and there'll be glow sticks and all that music. And
confetti cannons?
Yeah, yeah. He's saying, yeah. Wow. And he's there. He'd be great, crack. You won't have to worry about it. You'll be able to go home and the kids will all, they'll still be awake.
6 o'clock. That must be the only nightclub where after coming out of it, when it's finished, you could turn around and say to somebody, do you want to go for a pint?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah. Same as a shout to finish now. You want to go for a pint?
Yeah, it's gas in. So six
till 10.
Over 30s only. It's going to be just like the 80s and 90s relived. Confetti and all stuff you haven't seen. I haven't seen confetti since 1979.
I'm more intrigued by the fact they've gone over 30s. If you'd have said 40s or maybe 50s, that would, it all suddenly would have started making sense. I'm sure there's a few 30-year-old or 30-odd-year-olds out there going, hey, excuse me, I can still go with the best of them.
Yeah, I don't want to go. Yeah, wait a minute. I don't need to catch the second last bus home. You know what I mean?
That really is, isn't it? Get out of 10 just to make sure that you'll definitely get your bus.
You'll miss the rush.
Yeah, but you'll definitely get your bus. Like, even if you did miss your second last one, you know, at least it's the last one.
You'll definitely get the last one. And there'll be no queue at the chipper.
That's true.
That'll be a big thing.
Because the young people will still be in pubs and everything.
Yeah, the young people won't be half cut. You'll be able to get home and feel safe, you know.
Wow.
And if you play
six
your cards
to 10
right,
You can
get home before the 9 o'clock news if you play your cards right.
Well, that's true. I suppose you could leave early.
Get in there for six, like, couple of hours partying.
If you weren't asked up to dance,
yeah,
you might make it home for the 9 o'clock news.
Exactly, the 9 o'clock news.
There was nobody there alive.
You'd be sitting there watching the 9 o'clock news with a bag of chips in your pyjamas with confetti in your hair. Nobody would even know what was after.
And your glow stick still under your arm.
Your glow stick still under your arm. Is that a glow stick in your pocket? It certainly is. And I have a bag of chips in the other one. And I'll tell you something, it was the best night I ever had.
It'll turn out to be huge, right? Let's tell you.
It's actually a great idea.
And you know what will end up happening? I know you were joking about it at the start, but it's actually, I guarantee you, people under 30 will want to be there. They'll actually get sort of an ironic crack out of it.
Yeah, imagine.
Slagging off.
It'd be like the 80s again. You'd be standing there at the bouncer. Well, what was your date of birth? 18 to the 4th.
Towards ad years.
97. Get out of here. What's your star
you
sign?
Yeah, whippersnapper.
Remember when the bouncer goes, what's your star sign? Are you Capricorn? Ah, that's not the right one. As if he'd know.
You're telling me lies.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
You have a bang of Sagittarius off you if ever saw one.
Get your Aquarius head out of my nightclub. Don't belong here.
Glory days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
A Welsh train conductor, right? He used to be in a heavy metal band years ago.
Right.
Years ago. And he's become a bit of a cult hero over him in Wales, obviously. His name's Chris Edwards. And he's a train conductor now. Walks up and down the train and every so often breaks into his old songs to entertain the people on the train. That'll drive me mad now.
Well, so they're not even like hits. He belts out his own songs.
Yeah, they're not even.
He wasn't even famous or anything.
It's not even regular heavy metal. It's Christian heavy metal he used to be into. He used to be in a Christian heavy metal band.
Are they not? It's not the opposite. Is heavy metal not obsessed with the devil and all?
Yeah, but he did it the other way.
Oh, okay, right.
He did it the other way. He goes, and the fury of the Lord is going to come on the train. It's going to change you, wash away your sins. He does all that, you know, that sort of stuff. He goes,
yeah,
if you submit to the Lord, then you'll be filled with power in this wonderful hour.
Because, I mean, in fairness, you know, if you've ever seen any of those television channels, I've seen some of the sort of Christian rock.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they do, okay, they look a bit Bon Jovi-esque, but the songs are like, you know, the holy stuff.
Yeah, it's all that.
But heavy metal, I thought heavy metal prided itself on bats and devils.
But it's even Christian and, heavy metal, you know, is still very much about the devil. It's just like, you know, you gotta chase the devil into the ground.
Okay.
Grab by the wings, chase him away. He's an evil thing.
Grab
and he's,
by the wings.
He'll ruin your day. It's all, yeah, grab by the wings. Yeah. Well, whatever you do to the devil.
Yeah. I suppose the beauty of heavy metal is that, you know, a lot of the time you don't really need any words anyway.
No.
Do you know what I mean? You can just, because a lot of it is kind of like, a lot of it is very, very loud and very, very shouty.
Very shouty,
so, you know what I mean? You could be saying anything.
So nobody knows half the time that you're going, whether you're going, go on the devil, you're a fair play to you. Or if you're going, go on hour after God, you're a great lad altogether. No one really knows the difference, you know, most of the time.
And the other thing
is, know with this fella now, this fella.
Like with rock, and I would have thought with heavy metal in particular, I assume those lads, you know, those kind of like, you know, long greasy lads and all that with, you know, leathers and everything. I assume like that they probably think that's quite cool. You know, it's a cool look. You know, big motorbikes and big kind of whatever.
The Christian rockers are
I'm saying traditionally.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
is it still cool if you're singing about God? I suppose it is.
No. Do you know why? I'll tell you why, right?
And that was quite adamant.
Yeah, it is, yeah. And it's nothing to do with the belief or anything. Fair play to you and all that. But some Christian music is really nice music. You know, yeah. Be Not Afraid and all those. All Christian songs, lovely songs. But when you're like this fella and you sing, instead of singing Bat Out of Hell, you sing Bat Going to Heaven. Like, then you're just, you've crossed the line. You're in parody. You're in parody. I'm like a bat going to heaven. I'll be gone when the morning comes. No, you're not cool. You're like a priest with a guitar on the Late Late Show in 1968.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Right, there we go. Another episode in the bag. I have a sneaky suspicion that might go down as one of the more memorable episodes of Glory Days.
I think so.
You know,
yeah,
it's interesting like that. It's amazing how your issues tend
to come up, yeah.
Yeah.
I wish you'd do something this stupid once. You know, it's always me. It's always me. Why always me? Balotelli over here.
Wait a second. I'm here to be your sounding board. I'm, you know.
The thing is, Jim goes in, all these things happen to Jim, but he just goes, don't tell anyone about that. I have to vent. I have to get past him, you know.
You do have an urge to air your dirty linen.
Somewhere in the Wicklow Hills, there's someone saying, I can't believe Jim's not talking about the time we took the hair off his back. We made scarves for the whole town after that.
We had to leave the rest of the sheep out in the cold for ages.
Yeah. Just he doesn't tell us about it. This big tick comes in and reveals all.
Literally reveals all.
Yeah, reveals all, yeah.
Right, quite, get out of here. You probably have to go and rub cream or
aloe vera, yeah. I should go and feel that cool breeze coming up the leg of my pants. So I'm out of here. Let's roll, everybody.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.